This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. First of all, how'd you do in Baltimore at the table tennis tourney?
Well, it was interesting. It was 3 days. I did really well the first day, gained rating points. I think I did all right the second day. And then the third day, I lost everything, single match. So yeah. I probably came out about even. That's... My best match was against an 11-year-old girl who was really good. At the whole match with our team and the other team came down to my match against this girl. It went to the final fifth game, and I beat her by 2 points.
Oh.
It was so, so sweet.
Oh. Oh, Will, oh. Yes, but you see, now this 11-year-old girl has a lot of time now to get her game back on and challenge you next year, you know.
Oh, she has a good game, believe me.
All right. I also want to mention to you, have you ever visited the website closetohome.com? It's actually...
Oh, yeah. The comic.
I just want to let people know it's pretty funny. You've been in a couple of times, but this one's the best. John McPherson did a one-panel cartoon, and I think if people see the artwork, they'll know him right away. But it was inspired by People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive issue. Other publications have begun to follow suit, and it's a comic line drawing of you on the cover of Games and Puzzles magazine as the sexiest man alive.
So funny.
It is, really. They got your little mustache in there and everything.
They got me pretty good, yeah.
They did. It's good. It's good. But I wanted to tell our listeners, if they were looking for a laugh, they could go to this website. Okay. We still want to have some fun, but in order to begin the game, we need to remember what the challenge was last week. What was it?
Yeah, I said think of 3 6-letter words starting with B as in boy, G as in girl, and F as in friend. The last 5 letters of the words are the same and in the same order. Yet none of the words rhymes with any of the others. What words are these?
What words are they?
They are bather, gather, and father.
Oh, those are so tough, particularly on the radio, you know, when they don't sound alike, but they're spelled alike. That was a great puzzle. We received nearly 1,200 correct entries this week, and from those correct entries, we randomly selected Mr. Dallas Lee of Poughkeepsie, New York. Hi, Dallas.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. What a great first name. Were you born in Texas?
No, but my parents were both from down south originally, and it's a fairly common name down that way.
Cool. How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
I thought it was a pretty tough one, too. It took me a long time. I thought about it a long time, and I finally got desperate enough to pull out a dictionary and flip through that. And I fortunately, pretty quickly, I saw the word gather, and I said, that's it.
Ah, good for you. How long have you been playing our puzzle?
Actually, not that long, a little less than a year.
Ah, okay then, but you know what happens.
Yes.
I mean, you're here now, so you must know what happens. So, Dallas, meet Will. Will, meet Dallas, and let's play.
All right, Dallas, every answer today is the name of a famous person. The person's last name is a plural noun that's part of a category. I'm going to give you the person's first name and the category of the last name. You name the person. For example, if I said Britney Weapons, you'd say Britney Spears, because spears are weapons.
Okay.
All right. Number one is Joyce Relatives.
Brothers.
Joyce Brothers is right. Number two is Jonathan Seasons.
Winters.
That's it. Joan Waterways.
Rivers.
Uh-huh. Mel Waterways.
I think I need some help on this one.
All right. Think about a filmmaker who's made some very funny movies.
Brooks.
Getting
Mel Brooks,
a Kennedy
is that
Center
good?
Honor.
Beverly Window Parts.
Silt.
Uh-huh. Jeremy Golf Clubs.
Irons.
Uh-huh. Tiger Golf Clubs.
Woods.
That's an easy one. Naomi Electric Units.
Watts.
Uh-huh. Alicia Piano Parts.
Keys.
That's it. How about Burt City Areas?
Burt City Areas. I think I need some help on this one, too.
Yeah, but you're not going to get it from me, because I'm getting Burt Bacharach. I'm doing Burt Reynolds. Burt.
All right, here's another first name for this. Try Rosa City Areas.
Oh.
Parks.
Yeah.
Rosa Parks is right, and Burt Parks, the... former
host
of
Miss America.
MC of Miss America.
Yeah.
How about George Injuries? George Injuries.
Injuries that might have been sustained in a fire?
Yes.
Burns.
George Burns is right. Stevie Injuries.
Oh.
Nicks.
Yeah, good.
Stevie Nicks, yes. Jeff Engineering Projects.
Bridges.
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges is it. Phil Metals.
Silvers.
Phil Silvers, right, and you're so good. Here's your last one. Hugh Football Terms.
Grant doesn't work.
Right.
Hugh, again, game show. Think game show.
He hosted Concentration for years and then was on 2020 for years.
Oh, Downs.
Yeah.
Hugh Downs is correct.
Nice
work.
Very, very nice work. Can you imagine, you know, having your name translated to Beverly Window Parts, you know? Dallas, well done, well done. You really played our game well today, and it was a fun game, pretty funny, actually. As you know, as our puzzle winner this week, you get to take home some special prizes, and we actually have a special guest to tell you about them. He's a spiritualist and an author. He's traveled all over the world to spread his message of how to heal the mind and body. He even has an iPhone app for that. So here he is, Deepak Chopra, with a message just for you.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2. Will Short's latest book series, Will Short's Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press. One of Will Short's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
Dallas, what do you think?
That's great. Sounds like Christmas is coming a little early this year.
Yes, it is. And, of course, if Deepak Chopra's mission is to heal the mind and the body, I know for a fact that games and puzzles are really good for healing the mind.
That's right.
So there you go. Before we let you go, Dallas, tell us what member station you listen to.
I am a member of WAMK in Kingston, New York.
Ooh, say it loud. Say it proud. I'm a member, Dallas Lee of Poughkeepsie, New York. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today. It was great fun.
Thank you very much.
Will, we need something to unwrap as a challenge for next week. What do you have?
Yes, it comes from our old pal, Merle Regal, whose Sunday crosswords appear in the Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, and lots of other papers. Take the letters in pleasantly, plus the letter I. Rearrange these 11 letters to name a well-known place. What is it? So again, pleasantly, pleasantly, plus the letter I. Rearrange these 11 letters to name a well-known place. What place is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, the sexiest man alive, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leah.